Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, Kool-Aids. Welcome to the Barça Talk Cafe. I'm your host, Garrett Quiroga, in France right now, enjoying my summertime off. And with me on this Friday morning is Mariana Guzman from Conexión Deportiva and the ADN Barça podcast from Barcelona. Mariana, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás?
Oh, yes. I'm still in Barcelona. How are you? How is France? I saw your pictures. You were in Paris. You're like having the best time of your life. I'm still here, but I will today. Today at 9 p.m. I start my vacation. So
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
So tell me, how is everything?
I think the first thing, right now I'm in the north of France in a town called Pludion, and it's about 2 hours northwest of Paris, and all I can say, Mariana, it is quiet, and it's lovely. It's lovely. It's nice. I come here as often as I can. I have family friends here, or friends actually, that have like a chateau, and they allow me to stay here. And
wow,
it's
a chateau, so nice. Yeah, I know. Nice.
And all I can say, Mariana, it is so quiet. You know, I love living in the city. I love living in the city. But there's just things about disconnecting from the city that are just so lovely. And being here is one of those things.
And nice.
Yeah. So I'm here for one more week. And then I'll start making my way to Barcelona by the end of the month. So I'll be in Barcelona the week of August 20th to the 27th. So hopefully we can get together if you're back from vacation. And
nice.
Where are you headed? Where are you headed?
Well, next week I'll be in Oporto for the first time. So nice. Yes, I'm really excited. And then I'll be like in Costa Brava. You know, it's so beautiful. You really need to go. I mean, when you're here in August, really think you should go. I don't know if you have you ever been to Costa Brava.
I've been to parts of Costa Brava, but not the whole thing. I've only been to Tarragona, for example, up there. But yeah, but it's you know, this is the time right now where it's interesting because I know a lot of people are taking vacation in August. But guess what, Mariana? We are starting the new season of Barcelona. Oh. We've been away for the last 2 weeks, you know, just kind of charging our batteries, trying to get ready for this upcoming season. And we're just going to make this episode today just kind of I want to get more of your impressions, your feelings about what you've seen in preseason and how you think the season's going to go. So let's start off with the preseason. They've played a couple matches, obviously, in the U.S. They had the USA Tour. I heard you speaking with Alejandro on the ADN Barça. He was there in Miami. Obviously, they played the Clásico in Vegas, and they also played in Texas and New Jersey. So they've been playing all over the U.S., What is your impression so far about this Barcelona team? I understand we know that preseason is not 100%. I heard you in the ADN Barça that you take little parts for preseason, just like I do. But is there anything that kind of maybe stands out or surprises you from what you have seen in the preseason so far?
I mean, it's a different team right now. You know, it's like a different sensation, and I'm really looking forward to the season begin, because it's not because I saw something quite special with Lewandowski, like on his first match with Barcelona, but it's like, oh my God, I cannot believe he's now part of the team. It seems so surreal, you know, and I really want to see like all these signings, like working together, training together. So yes, like the preseason was exciting because you were like, oh my God, Lewandowski is like with the Barca t-shirt and Christensen and the signings. But like I said on ADN Barça, it's like preseason is just like nothing like the season. You know, it's just like we're in the middle of summer. We want to see some football. It's like something for American audience, basically. But I'm really, really excited, Gabriel. I think the way that Laporta and Aleman have handled the signings, it's just, to me, it's really exciting. Now, I think Barcelona can compete, you know. I think they can compete against, like, the top teams in Europe. So I am so excited for the season to begin. And I'm so excited because they have this friendly match with Pumas on Sunday. So I think it's going to be like fun. But most of it, it's like I'm really excited for the season. You know, I want to see, I'm dying to see like Lewandowski, like playing Ansu Fati. I want to see like the new players, like the new dynamic, because I think now Xavi has a team where they have like two players per position. So I think that's the most important thing that we can talk about right now. Like we have always said, like, oh my God, Jordi Alba, he doesn't have any competition, you know? Like he is so relaxed because, you know, he's going to play always. And now we can say that has changed. So to me, that's the most exciting, you know. How you felt, how you saw the U.S. tour. I mean, was excited for you because it's the U.S. Tell me about it.
I have to be honest. I only watch the highlights because I have I have a hard time watching preseason anything. It doesn't even matter. The time difference is terrible, yeah. But also just the preseason against. You know, obviously the Clásico, I did watch more extended highlights because I wanted to see that, obviously a bigger opponent. But against the MLS teams, I just can't get excited. And again, Marian, this has something to do with just Barcelona preseason. This is American football preseason, basketball, any preseason is very difficult for me to watch. I remember, Mariana, when I used to work for the American football team, the Arizona Cardinals, and I had to do the preseason matches. There was always two preseason matches I had to work, and they were the longest nights of my life because we had to be there till the end, and at the end there was only like 100 fans watching the match, right?
My God.
Because basically at the end of the match of preseason, they put people who are not going to be on the team, and no one is interested, right? And so I always have these memories of staying very late at the stadium on hot nights, you know, watching terrible American football. So when I think of preseason, it's kind of this
idea. You basically hate preseason.
I do. I understand the value of it. I understand all these things. I would say the first thing for me that I've been watching and kind of, you know, getting excited. Yeah, I get excited about it. It's definitely the trio of the attacking now. You know, if we say our best trio, I would probably say it's going to be Ansu Fati, Lewandowski, and Rapinha, right? And that, to me, is something with not only goal-scoring conversion from Ansu Fati and Lewandowski, the defending now with Rapinha, his effort as well, but also it really has a lot of teeth in the attack, right? No one is vulnerable on either side. And I'm curious to see if the right side is going to be more used, and especially, you know, with Lewandowski and his spacing and his ability to get headers and to be free is going to be really worrying for other defenses, right? And I think that is going to be the key, especially, Mariana, against opponents in Champions League when we're only going to be able to get maybe three opportunities to score one goal, and that's going to be key. So I think that's that's been the biggest thing. I think Rapinha has been a surprise for me. I'm obviously preseason. We've got to take this into the grand scheme, but I think it's in the right direction. And also, you know, as we talked about competition with Jordi Alba and other people on the team, there's definitely players now that can either play in this position or in another position, and depending on the night, Xavi can choose who he wants. And I, you know, specifically Rapinha and Dembele, right? So now Dembele wants playing time. He has to be smarter with the ball when he plays. We saw in the preseason he was actually scoring goals, which is the first time that we've been seeing this. And maybe that competition, you know, who do you take now? If Dembele is scoring goals, and Dembele is going to start, you know, and that's going to be good because that's going to push Rapinha as well. So I think that's a key. And also talking about Jordi Alba with the defense, you know, if Xavi wants to go with three backs in the system, then maybe Jordi Alba doesn't get as much playing time because maybe you can put another midfielder instead of Jordi Alba, for example. So I think those are the biggest, the first kind of takeaways that I see from this preseason. I'm excited for the season to start just to see what we have as a team. But I have to say, Mariana, too, the other player that really excites me is Kessié. I mean, I have a place in my heart for midfielders, for midfielders who don't talk much and work, like nice. Kanté, like Kanté, mm-hmm. for example, from France. You know, he's not the most talented, but man, he works so hard, you know, so hard in the midfield. And you need players like that. And I think we've been missing that type of engine in our midfield for a long time, you know, obviously since Iniesta and Xavi. And I think I'm really excited for him.
Yes, like he can play it in a lot of places on the field, you know, so that's really valuable. So, yes, that's an important quality.
Really quick, I saw a map of his, I think it was in the Clásico, where his heat map was the whole field except the four corners of the field. And to me, that was impressive, you know?
Like, so that's the spirit, my friend.
Exactly. So that, you know, those are the things I'm looking at. And again, you know, I'm giving Xavi the benefit of the doubt with his coaching, with the season, obviously with the full preseason. And yeah, I mean, you know, this weekend we have the Gamper Trophy, so it's going to be a really cool celebration because it's not only for the men, but for the women. And I think that's really cool. And that's really going to gear up because, you know, Mariana, the Premier League starts this weekend. La Liga starts the following weekend. So it's coming all together. So any other things that you've been seeing in the preseason or anything you want to talk about with the USA tour, maybe something that you talked about with Alejandro?
Well, it's not related to the preseason, but it's related to MLS. It's the thing with Ricky Puig. I mean, that's, to me, was like, I cannot believe it. He's going to MLS. And I don't know how you feel about it. I mean, because like on ADN Barça, like I think it was last year, you know, I was like, every episode, like, he needs the opportunity, you know, like, he needs the opportunity. And I was like the Ricky Puig defender, you know, like, always saying good things about him. And now that he's leaving to the U.S., it's just like, I don't think he was never, like, the player with the attitude that I really thought he was, you know, because to me, now that he's leaving to the U.S., he's, like, he doesn't have the competitive spirit, you know? He's just like, I want to be chill, like, I want to have the U.S. experience, I want to have some money, but I don't know. To me, it's like he doesn't want to play, you know, like, on the top level. So to me, it was really disappointed. I don't know what you think about it. I don't know if it's a thing for you. Like, to me, it was impressive.
I mean, you know my feelings on MLS. Like, I understand what it's trying to do, but I'm not a fan of MLS at all. And to me, with this Ricky Puig situation, you're right. I'm surprised that he didn't go somewhere, like in La Liga or in a Portuguese league, to go try to make it. Because, unfortunately, when you go to MLS, you are going basically to Siberia. No one's going to follow you anymore, you know, as much as you are in Europe. And that's just a fact. And you're right. I'm surprised that he didn't try harder to make it. And to me, that's kind of, not sad, but it's just, you know, we wanted to see him because he was a La Masia product. But again, Mariana, if you have four coaches that don't believe in you and don't put give you playing time, then it's time to move on. But again, to MLS, I get it, the money, this thing, but man, it's weird because we're never gonna really see highlights of him unless he mm-hmm. is spectacular. And I just don't see him being spectacular in MLS just because MLS is definitely more of a physical type of style of game, and that's just not who he is. You know, he's very technical, and that's what we loved about him, and it's really weird. You know, he's basically going to be him and Gareth Bale, you know, in Los Angeles.
Weird. So weird.
It's like, so weird. I know we have some patrons in our Patreon group that are season ticket holders to MLS, and I mean, they'll be able to see Ricky Puig in person. Like, I know Victor was talking about going to the match with Houston and LA. Yeah. But again, it's such a weird thing because I think, you know, it's one of those things I think also, Mariana, that Ricky Puig, the way he looks and the way he is, I feel we can identify with him physically because he's not such a physical, huge person. And I mm-hmm. think, like, him not getting a chance, we're always saying, oh, you know, the coach is just not giving us a chance. The coach is not. But it's, you know, Valverde, Setien, Koeman, uh-huh. Xavi. I mean, it's
like we're missing something, you know.
Exactly.
We are missing something, definitely.
So, yeah, so that's an interesting point there with Ricky Puig leaving. And I want to talk about one really quick thing before. You know, we've been talking about this in our Patreon group about this pressure from Barcelona to have players like Frankie de Jong and Martin Braithwaite with the situations with them. I do not like the situation they are doing with Frankie de Jong at all because, you know, we all think that players should be loyal to the club, but the club is never loyal to players, right? Mm-hmm. And this idea that Bartomeu gave Frankie de Jong this crazy contract, you know, this really expensive, it's not his fault for accepting it.
Oh, right? Yes, of course. Yeah.
And then now this idea of pressuring him to have him leave the club when Barcelona is his dream. He's very happy in Barcelona. I mean, what would you do in this situation, Mariana? If you were like at your dream club or your dream job, they're paying you a salary that you never even thought of. And yes, they don't want you. But at the same time, a contract is a contract and you have as much right as them trying to push you out. So it's a very difficult situation. And on top of that, what makes it more complicated is they need him to leave so they can register players.
You know? Well, right now they're not trying to make him leave. In the case of Frankie de Jong, they just want him to cut his salary. You know, that's because Barcelona, they're aware that he loves the club, that he wants to stay. And at the end of the day, he is a valuable player. But with Redway, the situation, yes, it's completely different. It's like they want him out and they're like doing all the things that they can possibly do to have him out of the team. Like, okay, like you're not gonna have a number. I mean, they're doing like really hard things, you know. But I think if Frankie de Jong accepts that he's not like the salary, you know, that he's not gonna do like the same amount of money that the last season, I think he's going to stay if he accepts that. But with Braithwaite, he's going to leave. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, like, good way or bad way, but he's not gonna be in Barcelona anymore.
I mean, with the Braithwaite situation, you know, it's, you know, how we got him was a bad situation. Karma, all these different things.
Exactly.
And if I were Braithwaite, I'd be doing the same thing. I'd be like, you gotta, you know, kill me to get me off of this club, essentially, you know? They extended him. And again, I understand from a fan's point of view, it's very easy just to say, okay, Braithwaite, leave. You know, you just gotta leave. No one wants you. You don't even have a number, like you said. But at the same time, you know, they offered him this contract. I mean, this is the thing. They extended him further to keep him because of the finances. So it's not his fault that Barcelona needed him. You know, they needed him, Mariana. They needed him for a temporada, right? And all of a sudden now it's just like, nope, you're gone.
Don't need him anymore, Adeu.
Yeah, exactly. And I know his salary's on the books, but Barcelona have to be smarter with the player to make him, you know, understand, I don't know, not understand the situation, but try to work in conjunction with him better. Because also, Mariana, this sets a bad, you know, in the future for players that want to come to Barcelona that are on the fringe, right? Yeah, not superstar players, but players that, you know, Barcelona say, oh, you know, come. And it's like, well, now you have the Braithwaite situation, you have the Frankie de Jong situation. Now you have all these player contract situations that are going to come up. So, yes, Barcelona is always going to be a desirable club for players to come. But also you have to be able to treat these players in a professional way, you know, to get this going. And I don't know what's going to happen with the Braithwaite situation. You say that he's going to leave, but I can, Mariana, I can see him being at the beach and collecting a paycheck and saying, you know, try to move me, you know, like whatever. Yeah. So I don't know. It's going to be a difficult situation. I know he wants to play for the World Cup, so that's also important.
That's my point. It's like I was going to tell you that. I mean, it's like this year is the World Cup, so that's an important, like the most important thing for a player, for a football player. So sure. I don't think he's going to like, okay, I'm here in the beach and I'm not playing, because that's the moment when players need to play and need to show what they can do, you know. So
I can see a situation where he goes on loan somewhere, but Barcelona have to pay like 80% of his salary, you know, something like that, to just get him off the team that way. But yeah, so those are the couple of the things. I'm kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Not, I'm perturbed. I'm a little bit disgusted. Not disgusted. Just like, it's hard to put in my words like how I feel about how the club is treating, especially Frankie de Jong, because, you know, it's such a weird thing, you know, and Kool-Aids are either on one side or the other. I don't know if you've seen the reactions online.
Of course,
and people are just like, just leave, just go to Manchester United. And it's like, man, like, we can't have both sides of this, you know. The club is bigger than the player, yes, but also we have to work in conjunction with these players to have a really nice environment. And the thing is like, it's Xavi's job to get the best out of Frankie de Jong. Like, that is his job. And to get him at this salary to have him play, you know, I want to see the best of Frankie de Jong. I still can't get those Ajax games against Real Madrid out of my head when I think of Frankie de Jong, you know. It's like, I don't know, it's like you see someone that you're attracted to and you're like, oh my gosh, and you just can't get that image out of your head. And that's how I feel with Frankie de Jong, you know. And so we'll see, you know, obviously, you know, with all the players that we have in this season, you know, we still need to register them. But I want to finish off the conversation with Conde. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this? To me, I think this is the best signing out of all because of the age, the position, everything. So I'm really excited for him. How are you feeling about Conde?
I'm really excited. You know, I've been reading a lot about him and what he can do for the team, and he is like, Xavi was really intense, like, I want him. Laporta did that. Well, that's what Laporta said on the press conference. And I think I can understand the reason, because I've been reading a lot about the possibility of playing in different parts of the field, you know, but the things that he can, like, he's this strong with speed. I mean, he can do a lot of things and he can do it right. So to me it's like one of the most important signings, definitely, of the summer. And I'm excited. I want to see him. And he's like, I think he's going to have like this nice relationship with his teammates, you know. That's the vibe I get from him. So I think he's going to work. And he and the other signings actually were like really looking forward to be here in Barcelona. So that type of things you can tell, you know, like in the attitude and the way that, okay, I'm really focused, I want to get this result. So like him, all the players, you know, they were like, yes, this is my dream come true, I want to be here, I want to play for this club. So to me, that's important, you know, that they're really committed to FC Barcelona.
I mean, with this pairing, him and Araujo, they are the best center back pairing in the league under 28, because I would put maybe Alaba and Rudiger with their experience above these two, but I would put Araujo and Conde up there, because now if they are potentially injury-free-ish, you know, for like, let's say if they play more than, you know, 28 matches together per season, you're talking about a center back pairing, not only young, athletic, but Koundé is also a bastard, you know, like he has an attitude. I don't know if you remember watching him against matches in Sevilla, but he has an attitude that I think we've been lacking as well in the back, that kind of defense, you know, type of grit, type of...
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Physicality that we haven't had in a long time. And again, Mariana, the way Barcelona has been able to fall into center back pairings recently is something of luxury, because this does never, it's one of the hardest things to have in a club, you know? Center backs with longevity, and more importantly, Mariana, that are good. And now we have Araujo and Koundé that are going to be spectacular. Not only if we play a four back system, they're going to be in the center back, but, you know, we have this chat in our Patreon group that both of them can play right back as well in a three-back system. So this is incredible luxury for Xavi to have with these two center backs that are just supremely talented, and that's really going to bolster our defense. I mean, I still have some concerns on the wings on counterattacks, but up the middle, as we talk about the battery, the middle now is definitely much stronger, and that's, to me, going to help us in these tight matches, because the speed of Araujo and Koundé is going to be really impressive. What do you think, Nala?
Nala, she always wants to be a part of Barça Talk Café.
Last question I have for you, Mariana. There is major online rumors about Messi coming back. Would you take him back?
Oh, I wanted to talk this about this with you, because I know 100% how you feel about it. And yes, of course, it's Lionel Messi, and this is FC Barcelona. It's like, yes, I know that you don't agree with that, but I mean, it's like he deserves like the big closure, you know, like the big, like the entire Camp Nou, like saying his name, like Messi, Messi, and he's smiling and he's watching as he's thinking about what the wonderful career he did, and like his family and like 90,000 people there. So yes, to me, that's, I think he needs that. Messi needs that. FC Barcelona and the fans need that, and the football needs that Messi says goodbye in a different and in a better way. So I know I'm being completely romantic. You know? I'm so romantic about this, but that's the way I feel. I mean, it's like, yes, Messi. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's that easy, you know, because there's a lot of things that that needs to be taken care of, you know. So it's not an easy thing, but if it's up to me, it was like, yes, of course, please, we need to do this.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Romantic. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this idea, because Messi is a one of a kind player in FC Barcelona's history. My only thing is, we can do that for 1 week as opposed to 1 year. You know, we can bring him back. You know, I just look at it from a footballing perspective. I think it would be detrimental to the team in any way to have him come back, because, you know, all the things that we just talked about in this episode, about the exciting youth, the new trio and stuff, that, you know, where do you even put Messi in this team, you know, if you were to do this, you know? And so I only look at it that way. You know, obviously, he deserves a better send-off than what he had with the full stadium. And like I said, it should be a week or a month of just doing Messi celebrations, you know, because of what he did and, you know, what he means to the club. Because, you know, for example, if you go to the museum tour in the Camp Nou, I mean, how many things are Messi? You know, it's it's like half of the stuff now is Messi memorabilia, which is awesome because, you know, this is one of the, you know, Messi is definitely the reason that has made me stronger to Barcelona because of my love of Messi, you know. And so, you know, obviously I've been a fan for Barcelona for a long time, but, you know, when Messi came to the team, it definitely connected me even stronger than before. And yeah, so I don't think you're wrong, Mariana. I just don't know logistically and contractually how it's going to work out that way. But yeah. Well, Mariana, let's close off the Barca Talk Cafe. We're going to be back in a couple weeks because I know you're going to be on vacation. But let us talk really quickly about this weekend. This weekend we have the Gamper Trophy, like you said, on Sunday, I believe. And then the following week is the opening of La Liga where Barcelona will play against Rayo Vallecano on Saturday at 9 o'clock. Really quickly, I have something to tell you.
Yeah.
To confirm with you.
Yeah, yeah.
We have got official confirmation that for the Clásico on October 15th weekend, we will be headed to London to watch.
Nice. So nice.
So a couple things with this. If you are in Europe, obviously, or outside of Europe, we're going to meet in London for that weekend. We need to peer pressure Craig to get down to London. He is going to try his best, but we're going to record a post-game show after the Clásico with Craig, hopefully, if he gets down there. So please peer pressure Craig because we need to meet in person. And that's about it, Mariana. So we have the season kicking off. Obviously, we'll probably record before the Rio, hopefully, if you're still available and not on in the beach somewhere. If not, yeah. And that's all I have for you, Mariana. It's good to see you. I don't know if you can see. I just woke up and I'm ready to work today. But most importantly, Mariana, listen. Do you hear any car horns or do you hear any
traffic? I don't hear. The
garbage truck. This is like right now I'm in
for recordings.
I'm in the attic of the chateau, which is like almost the greatest podcast studio because there's no noise. No one's up and there's no noise, so it's great. Well, Mariana, enjoy your vacation. I know you're gonna have a countdown till 9 o'clock, so enjoy.
Yes.
And we'll talk soon.
Enjoy your chateau.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Adieu. Bye bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.